Hello, welcome to the Underworld Resort. My name is Sophie, and I'd be happy to help you check in right here. Have you reserved your room already, or are you looking for an available one? Oh, no problem. We have several rooms available. Now, I should ask you first, is this your first time in the Underworld? Well, that's wonderful. You're going to have such a good time here. Thank you for giving the Underworld a try for your vacation. I'm sure you know that we haven't always had the most pleasant reputation, but lately we've been working really hard to show people what a paradise it can be. Oh, that's a bit of a misconception. We're actually not in hell right now. The Underworld is, just like it says in the name, a whole world. Hell is just one of the kingdoms in the Underworld, though it's a vast and powerful one. Hell can be a lovely place as well, but given the fact that its main export is mortal suffering, I understand why you wouldn't want to stay there. Not to worry, we're a very safe distance away, so there's no need to worry about that. Trust me, after one night's stay here at the Underworld Resort, you'll know exactly why we demons love living in the Underworld. Well, let's go over the rooms we have available. We do have several standard rooms available. They have two beds and a bathroom, with plenty of space for you to move around in. Even the standard rooms are very luxurious by human standards. The beds and pillows are made from the finest quality, high thread count silk, and they're filled with phoenix down. It's completely unlike any bed you've ever slept on in the mortal world, I guarantee it. We also have a couple deluxe rooms available. They're a fair bit roomier than the standard rooms and have a very comfortable sofa. They each have their own kitchen, which comes stocked with some of the basics as well as some complimentary hell wine for your enjoyment. The deluxe rooms also have a balcony with fantastic views. There's one mini suite available. It has everything the deluxe room has, plus a sitting room that's perfect for entertaining any new friends you may make here. Mortals are a bit of a novelty in the Underworld, so it wouldn't be difficult to find someone who wanted to spend the night here if you wanted. Let's see here. Oh, that's surprising. It looks like we also have a grand suite available. It's unusual to have one open like this. They usually have a very long waiting list. Well, if you wanted to rent the grand suite, it would be an absolutely unforgettable experience, I assure you. It has a much larger balcony that faces the nearby lava lake, and you'll get your own private rooftop hot tub. I don't want to press too hard, but you might never get the chance for such an experience again, unless you're willing to wait a couple months. Absolutely wonderful. I'm very happy for you. You're going to have such a wonderful vacation. If you'd like, I'd be happy to go over some of the resort's amenities for you. Lovely. The Underworld Resort has its very own 5-star restaurant right in the lobby, the Hades Grill. It's complimentary for guests, so if you show them your room key, you can eat as much as you like. It has an excellent variety of dishes, so you could eat there for every meal and literally not get tired of it. I highly, highly recommend it. Naturally, we have an excellent courtyard pool, complete with high diving boards, two large hot tubs, and a lazy river, as well as a poolside bar, which is also complimentary, again, with your key. After 8 p.m. is the adult swim, so if you don't want to share the pool with children, you'll have a chance then. We also have an underworld-renowned spa with a broad selection of massages and treatments available. These are also completely complimentary, although due to high demand, you will need to book treatments at least 2 hours in advance, and you can do that right here at this desk. Yeah. That should about cover all the amenities. There will be a pamphlet in your room with all the information I just told you, along with other minor details like how to call for room service, etc., etc. Do you have any plans for what you'll be doing while you're here in the underworld? Well, then I'd be happy to give you some suggestions. There are many things to do down here. One of our most famous and popular destinations is Hot Spring Valley, one of the underworld's many volcanic regions. As the name suggests, it's filled with rejuvenating hot springs. And aside from being very relaxing, it's a very interesting place to explore. There are many, many hidden gems and hidden springs to find for some private relaxation. We also have the Great Fungal Forest nearby. The underworld doesn't have any plant life, but we do have many beautiful, beautiful species of giant mushrooms. The Great Fungal Forest has the most breathtaking varieties of any forest in the underworld, as well as majestic wildlife. There are a few guided tours, but most visitors prefer the hiking trails. Finally, the most popular destination by far is a guided tour of Hell itself. This is the only way for a mortal such as yourself to see exactly what Hell is like. At least if you want to leave after you're finished. Many mortals have a sort of morbid curiosity about what it's like there. Keep in mind that some mortals may find the scenery disturbing, but the souls being tortured there are mostly truly awful people who earned their place there. But there's no need to fear because you will be accompanied by well-armed escorts to keep you absolutely, completely safe. I can give you a few pamphlets about some other nearby attractions. Of course, you're completely free to spend your time at the resort as well. It's a wonderful place to be after all. Perfect. You can come here to the front desk at any time to book any attractions you like. Alright, so you wanted to book the Grand Suite, correct? That will be 13 gold per night. My apologies, it seems there's a misunderstanding. When I say gold, I'm not referring to gold coins. Those are for paying the ferryman. In the underworld, the standard currency is gold bars. Yes, I know it's very confusing. You're not the first person to make that assumption, believe me. Well, gold bars are easy for demons to carry. Most of us carry magic pouches just like this one, see? It's bigger on the inside, and you don't feel the weight of what's inside. Very convenient. I see. Well, you could downgrade to a standard room, but that would still be 5 gold bars. I imagine that would still be too expensive. Well, then that leaves you in a bit of a difficult spot, I'm afraid. The ferryman that takes mortals to and from the underworld works unusual hours, unfortunately. He won't be taking passengers back to the mortal world for another 3 days. I wouldn't recommend sleeping outside in the underworld. The resort here is safe, but after midnight, there are some unsavory characters that lurk around looking for mortals to carry away to Hell. Outside of the resort, we can't guarantee your safety. But no need to worry. We offer an alternative payment plan. You can pay for your room and anything else in the underworld with just a small portion of your soul. It wouldn't be very much. The Grand Suite would only cost... let's see. It would cost 0.75% of your soul per night. Not very much at all, see? Yes, less than 1%. Well, when a demon takes a person's soul, they get to force them to do whatever they want. So taking a portion of a person's soul means that a demon sort of gets voting privileges for your actions. Think of it this way. Have you ever felt split over a decision? Like part of you wanted something, but another part of you wanted the opposite? It would be a lot like that. Let's say half of you wanted to go out to eat, and the other half of you wanted to stay at home. If a demon owned 0.75% of your soul, they would change that 50-50 split. They could increase the 50% of you that wants to go out into 50.75%, just barely enough to convince you. Of course, for such a tiny portion of your soul, they could only influence you on the things you were very evenly split on. No, they certainly couldn't force you to do something against your will. You would need to have sold more than 50% of your soul to allow that kind of control. Who would be influencing your decisions? It's a bit complicated. If you like, I can also send up the full policy to your room to read, although it is quite a read, over 500 pages. But I wouldn't worry too much about it. The majority of our customers pay this way, and they're perfectly happy with it. In fact, the more customers pay with their soul, the more they seem to always come back. Ah, so you'll agree to it then. Lovely. Just sign this contract then. There, that should do it. We'll collect the appropriate percentage of your soul after you check out. And if you want to pay for any food, souvenirs, or experiences outside the resort, we can provide you with a pouch and gold bars in exchange for another portion of your soul at any time. Enjoy your stay, and I hope you'll make the decision to return to the Underworld Resort again soon.